This is the Business Transition Summit podcast, a podcast that guides business owners on their journey to their dream exit. So buckle up, because we're about to jump right in. Welcome, everyone, to the Business Transition Summit podcast, where we embark on a journey of learning and inspiration all the way leading up to the Business Transition Summit. I'm your host, Tom Bronson, and I'm thrilled to be your guide as we explore the world of business transitions, value building, and achieving your dream exit. If you're a business owner looking to maximize your business's potential, plan your exit strategy, or simply gain valuable insights from industry experts and successful entrepreneurs, you found the right place. This podcast is your gateway to a wealth of knowledge and expertise and a little preview of what will be happening on May 7th at the Business Transition Summit. So whether you're navigating the complexities of business transitions or seeking to optimize your business's value, join us on this exciting journey. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to stay updated and in tune with our latest episodes. And if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, go do that too at businesstransitionssummit.com. I want to welcome our guests this week. This is episode 2, Heather Steele and Randy Skinner. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do before we jump into the questions?
Absolutely. Well, hi, Tom. Thanks so much for having us on. We are excited to talk all things BTS, Business Transition Summit. And so Heather and I, we are with Value Building Marketing. And so what we do is we work with business owners to create a marketing strategy that not only works, but that aligns with their vision and their values that ultimately can help them utilize marketing as a change agent to help increase the value of their business as they're planning to exit or whatever that big vision is that they have. So that is the Value Building Marketing team. And so Heather and I come together. I bring my RS consulting business to the table, and Heather brings her business Bluestill Solutions to the table to create a cohesive team that is all about utilizing marketing to add value.
Awesome. Anything you want to add to that, Heather?
Yeah, I don't think I could have said it any better. So we're excited.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty good job.
On the podcast, and Randy can just take it away. She's got all the answers.
Perfect. Well, the first answer is good. So check. So good.
Yeah, right. What do we need you for here, Heather? So full disclosure, the team over at Value Building Marketing is the team that actually does the marketing for the Business Transition Summit. Did our first one last year and the one that's upcoming. So we're very excited to have them also as a speaker at this year's event. So everyone associated with the Business Transition Summit has a passion for helping business owners. So why are you involved in this effort?
You know, I think sometimes people see marketing strategy and they think, well, what do you have to do with exit planning? And the truth is, you know, we saw a place in the market where owners were not being cared for when it came for their marketing. If they had an exit in mind and they were working with an exit planner and doing all the right things, they were typically told, go get a great marketing strategy. But nobody really knew what that looked like. And as I started to work with some value builders and people in this space and saw this gap, I realized that a lot of these clients were being led the wrong way. They were taken down a path of the lowest hanging fruit, the easiest way to increase revenue, which doesn't always align with a great path to exit. And so Randy and I started getting involved in helping these owners and really understanding what needs to happen in marketing and branding to, first of all, keep them on track with what that exit strategy might look like, and also to make sure that the marketing and branding aligns and supports that rather than potentially working against it. And like Randy said, you know, marketing is such a great change agent. And, you know, when a business is ready to sell, they're not really ready to sell. They usually have a lot of work to do first. And so marketing and branding are some of the strongest ways to impact that change and to steer the ship in the way that you need to be able to look as attractive as possible to that future buyer.
So I think, as Heather said, it was a really natural fit for the work that we're doing to partner up with BTS. But I have to add on, specifically, why are we at the table for the Business Transition Summit? I think that two things come to mind that align with that. And one is that, Tom, from the very beginning, you had such a great vision and you care so much about helping business owners navigate that kind of scary path, I think. Like Heather said, we know they're not ready. And so we just really have had such a great opportunity to watch BTS grow last year and develop into this year to having such intentional content for owners that are getting ready for that dream exit or that maybe don't know that they are. And I think that's part of the reason that it's a natural fit for us to come on board and to just get excited about helping people be a part of that 17% club that you talk so much about. And so it's twofold for us, I think.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I appreciate that. We do. Everybody here at Business Transition Summit and sister companies, Mastery Partners and Mastery Mergers are all very passionate about educating business owners. And so I'm really thankful that you guys latched on to my vision and are joining us in this effort, because marketing is one of those kind of overlooked things that business owners should be thinking about to build value in their business. So tell us what you're going to be talking about at the summit. And by the way, you know, you're going to be in one of our breakout sessions. So you're competing with three other breakout sessions. Why should everybody come see your session as opposed to the others?
Well, first things first, there's no wrong choice, right? Because we've got a great path to choose from. Now, of course, ours is we would say choose it first. Okay, we would. But what we're going to talk about is the vision value model. And so this is a framework that we teach business owners so that they can utilize marketing in a way that aligns with their vision, that can help maximize value. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it really can help create clarity. So the vision value model is a framework that we're really going to focus on. And Heather, I wanted to toss it over to you to kind of add a little bit more detail about what business owners can really, the top things that they can know they're going to walk away with, in addition to just like a good time, because like we're fun presenters, okay?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have a good time. You know, in our breakout session, we would love to teach you everything that you need to know about marketing so that you can go back and do it yourself. But one of the big things you're going to learn at the summit is that you should not be doing everything yourself. But what we will teach is this vision value framework that will help you, first of all, create your vision. Really decide, what is it that I want to do? Where am I going to be in 5 years, both with my business and personally? That's something that a lot of the speakers are going to talk about, and we're going to really help you clarify that and even do an exercise that's going to come back and make sure that you're still on track for that in about 6 months. We want to really create some accountability with that. And then we're going to help you identify what you really value most about your business from an emotional standpoint. This process really helps you to understand what you need to protect, what you need to be really most cognizant of as you're growing and changing your business. But also, it's going to give you some amazing nuggets to bake into your marketing strategy. They're going to help you identify where you're different, how you can stand out in your market, and some things that you can do to really appeal to your ideal audience. And from there, we'll talk about setting goals and how to translate the vision and the values that you have in your business into tangible marketing goals so that you can go back and create that strategy and start taking the steps to grow, increase revenue, get things cleaned up internally, and ultimately look like a business that has a really healthy sales funnel that someone wants to come in and buy. And so it's going to be a jam-packed breakout session. We're going to go through a lot of things, but you're going to walk away with that clarity, understanding your vision and your values and how marketing can help you protect those things as you work towards your vision.
Yikes, that is a mouthful. So that the If you come to this session, you need to put your seatbelt on because you guys are covering a lot of ground in a short amount of time, which is awesome. So you're going to unveil kind of that framework that you guys have created, the value vision model. I think you've given a great kind of an overview of that. But more importantly, you're going to give them some actionable things that they can take back the day after the event and start doing in their business. Am I right in that?
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. And if they don't do those things, we'll just say that it'll come back to haunt them a little bit later because one of our activities will follow up.
That's awesome. You know, you mentioned that the things that business owners are emotional about, you know, one of the things that I say over and over is your business is not your baby. It's not a child. It's an asset. And you should treat it that way. And that makes me think, you know, one of my favorite books, Your Baby's Ugly, Justin Goodbread, he's going to be one of our keynote speakers at the BTS. And it's all about that kind of that emotional, get away from that emotional thought about your business so that you can work on your business rather than in your business. I think this is going to be a great session to do that. So marketing plays such a vital role in maximizing business value. Are there any stories that you can share with us of maybe a business that employed effective marketing strategies to enhance value before transitioning and what key marketing tactics kind of made the most impact there?
Yeah, so I have a great story that aligns really well with your previous question and this one. So there was a client that we worked with several years back who, when they hired us, they're a local bank. The board had the vision of ultimately selling that bank, getting their payout, and moving on with life. And so they brought us in with this vision of, you know, we need to increase deposits because we're ready to sell and we want a big buyer, probably a New York-based national bank, to come in and purchase us so that we can get our payout and move on with life. So the first thing we did was go through the vision value model. And as we got to the values piece of this, what we found was that these board members who had worked with the bank so closely over many years were losing sleep at night because they were worried about what was going to happen to the people in this business when this big national bank would come in and buy them for the deposits that we were so anxiously putting a marketing strategy together to go out and increase those deposits. They knew that everybody's going to be wiped out. If we are selling simply for our deposits, then we don't need people here. They can automate everything. They can get rid of every single person that we have nurtured and grown and developed over time. And so we decided to shift the marketing strategy. So instead of just focusing on being a deposit gatherer in the community, we started focusing on, well, how can these people that work in the bank really become indispensable to their communities, become such an important part of the business community, of the people community, that if they were to be separated, the bank would actually not be as valuable. And so we flipped the strategy on its head and we started building out the personal brands of these people that they wanted to protect because they were a people value business. As it turned out, they thought they were a profit value business, but they were really a people value business. As we did this, we saw the local banks begin to have tremendous growth in their communities through the marketing efforts that we were doing. And ultimately, instead of attracting this New York national bank buyer that they thought that they would get, they ended up having a Texas-based regional buyer who came in and ultimately offered more than they thought they were going to get for the business. And every single employee was retained through the transition. None of that would have been possible without first going through the vision value model and really identifying what matters most. And I know you just talked about letting go of the emotional things in this process. But there's actually some of those emotional attachments that if we identify them and we find a way to turn them into strengths, which is what branding and marketing is really good at, then we can actually use those things to increase the value of the business to the right buyer. And so this was a great case study of how can we look at what we thought we wanted and what we thought our values were, but then actually going through the process of getting real and vulnerable and putting those things on the table and letting those items drive action and drive the plan and ultimately have a far better outcome, where now they've actually opened more branches of this bank. They've rolled into the new business that they've been acquired by beautifully, retained all of the employees. We've seen upward growth with the people that were maybe at lower level positions are now managers and higher because there's opportunities for them to move up. Whereas before, their jobs probably would have just been gone. They would have been replaced with versatellers that didn't really have any stake at all in the business. And now it's just a completely different scenario. And so I think that's a great example of how our model helps people understand what they really value and create a plan that protects that, but then also how marketing and branding can just steer a business in a completely different direction really quickly and ultimately increase that value.
I'm curious, was the outcome of that, you know, the real focus on their people, was that a surprise to the people that you were working with in the bank when you sat down and started going through the vision value model and really kind of creating that? Were they surprised by the outcome and pleased?
They were. I think everyone was sort of hiding this fear and this feeling of, we're about to do something really terrible to all of these people. We're going to get our payday. Everybody else here is going to be in trouble. And we've seen these people get married, have kids. We help them, you know, learn and develop in their roles. And we're about to just decimate them all. And I think everyone was sort of holding that inside. And once the first person shared how they were feeling as we went through our values process, then it just started to roll out. And we saw that, well, this is across the board. Everyone's feeling this way. But because they hadn't had a platform to really be able to voice that, everyone was sort of thinking, well, the most important thing is that we get the biggest return on our investment. We sell for the highest dollar amount we can, and then we move on and we do this whole thing over again somewhere else. And so the process is really what helped them be able to voice that and identify that it wasn't just one or two people that were feeling this way. It was a collective majority that felt that way.
I just think that that's awesome. What a great outcome there, because many people who are in and around the M&A, mergers and acquisitions ecosystem, I'll call it, look at businesses purely on the numbers. Mm-hmm. And as I had a conversation with even one of our partners this morning about a client that we're walking through, we're about to take them to market and looking at what's going on with their valuation. And our process allows us to take a holistic view of the business before we set a value. So we do things that are like pre-due diligence, right? So we want to know what a buyer is going to uncover that's going to adjust the price up or down. And it's those things which are the intangibles, mm-hmm. if you will, that really can be value drivers if they are understood and expressed and marketed properly, right? And that's exactly mm-hmm. what you did here. I have goosebumps. I'm very excited about that. Why didn't you bring me in to work with that bank client?
Come on. It was before I knew you, Tom. It was too long ago.
We'll just have to find another one, Tom.
We'll find another one.
That's right. Intangibles really mean a lot to the value of a business. You know, a business, a buyer of a business is, yes, they're buying the financial outcome, but they also need the people, they need the infrastructure, they need the proprietary intellectual property, everything that it is that creates that future cash flow. And so I'm thrilled to hear that, because that can be a great outcome, but it won't be if you don't pay attention to that stuff.
Yep.
Went into it. And so I'm really glad that you guys changed the outcome. So one last question here before we have to run, and I've enjoying this conversation and I wish we could go longer, but unfortunately, you know, hey, they're telling me, hey, Bronson, shut up, let them do the talking. What advice would you give to someone who's listening right now to ensure or who might be unsure whether or not the Business Transition Summit is right for them? What advice would you give them right now?
I would say go grab tickets right now before they go up, first of all. That's the first piece of advice. But in all honesty, I would say if you have not sat down and really mapped out how you're going to invest in yourself and invest in your business this year in 2024, then this is a really easy way for you to have that checkbox that you're investing in, not just the short term, the immediate, like what you can do and the actions you can take tomorrow by coming to our session, right? The Vision Value Model session, but from a long-term perspective to start thinking about what is that vision for your business? What does a dream exit look like? And maybe this is the first time you've even thought about, maybe I do want to sell my business, right? Your business is something that is an asset and can evolve and grow. And this is the place to come to learn more if you're at the beginning stage, or to really dive in if you're further along and needing that expertise. So there's a wide range of opportunity. And so I just think it's a quick win for a one-day event, local. It's easy and it's fun. It's a great group of networking. And I think that was the sentiment from last year. If I recall, everybody was like, we need more time to network. There's too many good people in the room. And so the agenda and the day of timeline has totally been revamped, because Tom and the advisory board heard what the people wanted. So I'd say when you have people begging for more time to be with other folks, that's just a good vibe. And so it's a really easy, quick way to invest in yourself in 2024 and get closer to whatever that dream is, exit and beyond. So I'm excited. I was inspired from the last one personally to figure out what my exit looks like, because I didn't know that that was in my future. I didn't know that that was a thing for my business. And then I also was like, why? I've got to figure out how to be a part of the 17% club. So I'm on this journey on a personal level and for our business as well, our value building marketing business. So it's just exciting. What would your advice be, Heather?
Yeah. So I would add, you know, I think when we talk about exit and transition, and these are words that can be really scary to people who aren't in that headspace. And I think a lot of times they feel like, well, it doesn't apply to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're all about vision vibes only over here. But at the end of the day, it's not a summit where you're just going to get these big picture ideas that you're not going to use for 10 or 15 years in your business. You're going to learn things that are going to make your business run better today.
Yes.
You're going to learn things that are going to make your business more fun to run today. You're going to learn things that are going to make your business a lot more profitable today. All of those things that we need to focus on that are going to make our businesses more sellable, more transitionable. Spoiler alert, they also just make your business better, whether you're ready to exit today or not. And so none of us are going to live forever. We're not going to run our businesses forever. So we do need to have that vision focus and be thinking about that all the time. But if you feel like you're so stuck in the day-to-day that you don't have time to worry about that future exit, you should come anyway, because what you're going to learn is how to make that day-to-day less crazy, less stressful, and just improve your business the way that it is now. Even if you plan on running it for the next 20 or 30 years, it's still a conference for you. The Business Transition Summit is something that you can think about it being if you're transitioning into selling, or if you're just transitioning into a better business. It's for every business owner out there. So you better be there.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You know, exit strategy is just good business strategy. So Randy and Heather, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. I look forward to seeing you on May 7th.
We'll see you then.
Awesome. So you heard it here first, folks. Get your tickets to the Business Transition Summit at businesstransitionssummit.com and take the necessary steps toward achieving your dream exit. Thank you for joining us for the second episode of the Business Transition Summit podcast. We hope that you enjoyed today's discussion and found it both informative and entertaining. Of course, you know, when you get three good friends on the phone together, you know, it could be entertaining to just listen in. So I want to give a special thank you to our guests from Value Building Marketing, Heather Steele and Randy Skinner. Thanks for coming on today and sharing your wisdom with us. And if you don't want you to miss any of the future episodes, so be sure that you hit subscribe wherever you found this on your podcast platform. Rate this episode and give us a review. We would appreciate that. We look forward to sharing more information with you on how to achieve your dream exit. But for now, go check out the website, Business Transitions Summit, that's with an S on the end, businesstransitionssummit.com, to learn more information. Have a great week. Look forward to talking to you next Tuesday.
The Business Transition Summit is an opportunity for you to educate yourself, empower your business, and execute relentlessly on your exit strategy. Have you heard this stat before? 83% of business owners fail to successfully transition their business. That means that only 17% ever reach their dream exit from their business. Business owners, we don't want that to be you. We want you at the Business Transition Summit to kickstart or continue your dream exit journey. Join us for an unforgettable experience where industry titans, successful entrepreneurs, and top experts converge to share their wisdom, strategies, and secrets to success on exit strategy. Block your whole day on May 7th, 2024. Get your tickets, transform your business and life forever. Visit businesstransitionsummit.com for more information.